98.1 KZE. MK with you a couple minutes after four every Wednesday around this time. You know what time it is. It's Friends Day, and it's brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And Brad Cole is my guest. Brad, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, MK.
Had your reverb on there for the talking portion
reverb is always, life is better with reverb.
So welcome back. I think we were just saying you've been here on Friends Day at least once before. I think you might have come in on a non-Wednesday as well, but you are, you're no stranger to the KZE studio.
Yeah.
And you've got a terrific band, Bossa Blue.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, what have you guys been up to putting out, obviously, this new, is this the full record or EP?
It's an EP. Mm-hmm. It's five tunes, and we worked on it. We played a lot. We've been playing a lot for the last couple of years, and then we just decided, my bandmates has a studio in Woodstock. His name is Mark Dan, and we just decided to basically record rehearsals and, just kind of play these songs, and it sounded great. And we put out the record and just decided to do five songs this time, and maybe next time it'll be a full length.
That is the most easygoing recording process I think I've ever heard of.
Well, we just play, we kind of sit around, we face each other, and we just get at it. And it's a great thing, and it's just a real fun format on how to do that. So that's basically what we did.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about it, let's play one of the songs first. This is from the CD, which is self-titled, just Bossa Blue.
Bossa Blue.
And we've got Montana. Do you want to set this one up? Is there context for this one?
Oof. Well, Montana's a little town in Switzerland, believe it or not, and this song is actually a reference to that little town in Switzerland and how I found out about it.
Well, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
That's just the way I am. On this enchanted road in a little mountain town, I came upon your sign, Montana. Country girl, thought I'd always known, guess I never did. Oh, funny like a dream, smiling back at me, funny like a dream. Montana, oh Montana, so far. Thank you.
98.1 KZE. That was Bossa Blue with Montana from the new EP, also called Bossa Blue. Brad Cole is my guest on Friends Day today. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how much writing did you guys do, and how much just kind of jamming and because it sounds very tight and very written.
Well, it is. We, you know, fortunately, with this particular group of wonderful guys I've been working with, you know, we got together a couple times a week, you know, for it was just our thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we were playing a lot in the Hudson Valley. But when we just said, hey, it's Monday nights and it's Wednesday afternoons. So we got to really dial some stuff in. It was really great. I mean, there's another point in my life when I would have a show. I'd maybe get one rehearsal if I was on the road with the band and you go in and hit it, and that's fine. But this was a special situation. So we do one cover on here, but the rest are basically songs that I had written. And, you know, when you're playing something on acoustic, it's one thing. But to air them out with the band, everybody participated with parts, you know, and that was the beautiful thing about it. So everybody kind of brought this song up to a new level, and I think some chemistry that was within the four of us really took hold and kind of blew it out the top.
Yeah,
it's really,
yeah.
Really, really fun.
So Montana is a town in Switzerland.
I think it's called Montana.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know,
yeah,
but
I'm mispronouncing it, but I didn't know that. And of course, you know, you look at the title and you just assume it's about the state of Montana.
Yeah.
Switzerland is maybe number one on my bucket list of travel destinations.
Yeah.
Have you spent significant time there?
I have been there a few times, and it is absolutely, you know, it's really well-rounded. There's a lot of everything there, you know, because there's, you know, part of the country speaking German, part is Italian, part French,
mm-hmm.
and there's mountains. You can take a mountain trail from one end of Switzerland to the other. This is something I never did, but I'd like to. And then,
yeah.
There's, you know, it's old, and then it's new. It's super cool.
Yeah, my husband keeps putting off whenever we were planning a vacation. I'm like, how about Switzerland? He's like, it's so expensive. I'm like, I feel like it's a way to do it that wouldn't be that expensive. Maybe I'm dreaming.
No, you're right. You're right. Just, you know, buy some tickets and say, honey, guess what?
Yep. We're doing it.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Brad Cole is my guest on Friends Day. Bossa Blue, you guys have any upcoming shows? Or are you focusing on other things at the moment?
Yeah, We played a lot this year.
Yeah.
It was just great. And one of the things that Bossa Blue did as a side project, I'm not even sure how this started, a few years ago, somebody goes, because we do a lot of covers, but we turn our covers inside out. It's really, what do we decide to do with the groove? And so it was part of the Bossa Blue beginnings. And at some point we did, somebody suggested we do, like focus on one artist and sort of tribute our style to an artist. So we focused on James Taylor, and this started pre-COVID, and I did a couple of shows at City Winery, and it snuffed it during COVID, and we decided to do this, and we just did this in December in a club in Woodstock, and it was great. So it's 15 of these James Taylor tunes, but completely reworked.
Yeah.
You know, very much kind of like what you heard here with Montana. Some of them are a little slower, but we're kind of putting the groove forward and keeping the melody where it is. But we took a lot of liberties with restructuring the song. A real challenge, you know, especially to dissect James Taylor, who's so great as a singer-songwriter. And it was a challenge for us to get at it, but it was great. And, you know how cover bands work. You know, people go to see them and they're like, okay, it's got to be like this. He's got to hit that solo note. You know, we don't really do that.
Yeah.
We're like taking a jazz edge and interpreting. And the response was overwhelmingly positive song.
And that's so much more creatively satisfying, too, to tribute an artist you love, but at the same time also be doing it in the style that speaks to you and in a style that is challenging and fresh for you.
Yeah. I don't know that it could ever be like a cover guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've come and gone with that years ago, and I like writing, but this definitely, you're absolutely right, MK, it really kind of fills the creative end of what we're doing. So we're going to do this, I call it Bossa Blue Tribute to the James Taylor Songbook. We're going to do this in Beacon at the end of March. And now, you know, this is like booking season for us. So in terms of what's going to fall in for this spring, summer, and fall is what I'm working on now.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll see. So there's the Bossa Blue, and then there's what we do with this James Taylor set. And I have guest artists come and sit in with us for this as well, because it is kind of a jazz edge. So we have vocalists, and Jay Collins sat in with us on this show we did in December. And, you know, I'm sure you've come across Jay.
Oh, yeah.
He's an icon hero of the Hudson Valley, and he just killed it. It was great. It was so much fun. You know, Jay is soloing, and we're sitting there playing this, you know, this sort of rhythm pass, and I'm like, he's just going, and he's going, and he's and that's, he's so good, and he's starting to turn red, and I'm like, well, maybe we should just keep going, because he's soloing. He starts to turn purple, and then he kind of looks at me out of the corner of his eye, like, okay,
yeah,
back to the head.
Oh, I would never step on a good solo. You got to wait until they give you the face.
You got to, yeah, I'm looking for tears, sweat, blood vessels popping, whatever. Anyways.
Mouthing, help me. Lost in the groove. Do you come from a jazz background primarily?
You know, I grew up, you know, my dad was just a big jazz head. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of that sort of stuff that we used to listen to, you know, the Bill Evans and, you know, big band stuff that my dad sort of turned me on to. And then all this bossa stuff. So all this bossa samba stuff that I've been listening to for years, which is weird. You know, my friends were listening to Journey, you know, when I was a freshman in high school, you know, and I'm listening to, you know, Louis Bonfa.
Yeah.
And Astrud Gilberto. But somehow I made it through all that. And so not a lot of playing jazz, but I've organized a few bands sort of along this. I'm not a jazz player per se, but I like how that stuff is composed, and I really look for players that inspire me, and I try to get them involved, and thus was part of what I've done with Bossa Blue here, is to find these guys that really know their instrument back and forward and are happy to take risks.
Yeah.
That's kind of the format of what the band is.
Yeah. Where can folks go to buy the record or hear it or find out, you know, upcoming stuff?
Well, it's on all the digital, you know, wherever your digital dispensaries of music. Mm-hmm. And so it's all out at those places. But my website is, you know, bradcolemusic.com or bossabluemusic.com. Or write to me or call me. But we actually did print up CDs because we play out a lot, and some people still like to buy CDs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a radio person, CDs are great. It makes it easy to put it in the system. So
okay.
I'll always take a CD.
Yeah. So it's all, I mean, you know, it's so it's all on the Spotify's of the world. But if somebody wants one, they can just write to me. I mail them out. I've got padded envelopes.
Nice.
Shipping, or the best thing is come to a show.
Yes.
And we'll just give you one because you're so cool for coming out to a show.
Right on. Brad Cole is my guest. Bossa Blue has a new record, new EP out, self-titled, bradcolemusic.com. And you brought a guitar, too. Would you like to do one live in the studio?
Okay. Well, if you insist.
You don't have to.
If you insist.
But you're here.
And there's, this is from the album. This is a song I wrote a long time ago. I recorded it a couple times. I recorded it with Bossa Blue. But I'm going to play it now. It's called Butterfly. And this is a little bit more closer to how I recorded it originally. Butterfly, don't spread your wings and fly away from me. When I'm black and blue, it's always you I long to see. If I chased you and you played, if I touched you and you stayed, would you carry me away? So I reach for you and you know I wanna keep you, but for me I know you'll never stay. Fly to me, fly to me. Butterfly, can you fly when you're broken and alone? Where does lovely hide her sadness when she can't roll on? Yeah. Under cover of the night, no one sees the tears you cry or the tatter in your wings. Yeah, I'll surrender to the breeze, find a new menagerie, and light it up all over again, or fly to me. Upon my shoulder, and I'll pretend not to see. But your crazy angle dancing gives you away, always gives you away. La-da-down, la-da-down. If I chased you and you played, if I touched you and you stayed, would you carry me away? So I reach for you and you know I wanna keep you, but for me I know you'll never stay. Fly to me.
Brad Cole, 98.1 KZE, Bossa Blue, with a new EP out now. This has been Friends Day, and Brad, I hope you'll come in for number three or number four, whatever the next one is soon.
You bet. Thanks, MK.
We got your community bulletin board right now, and Nellie Mackay up next on KZE.